KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, we have a mostly clear sky, and it's currently 40 degrees. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy and windy today, a high of 52, winds northwest at 20 to 25 miles per hour here in the immediate listening area with higher gusts. In the news, wind advisory is in effect from 9 a.m. today until 6 p.m. for those counties along and north of Interstate 80. Winds out of the northwest at 25 to 55 miles per hour can be expected in that area, and to blow around unsecured objects. Also, tree limbs could be blown down, and some power outages may be the result. You also want to use caution if you're driving, especially if it's a high-profile vehicle, and secure those outdoor objects. In addition, a red flag warning is in effect from noon today until 6 p.m. for those counties along and south of Interstate 80, including Cass, Adair, Madison, Adams, Union, Taylor, Ringgold, Pottawatomie, Mills, Montgomery, Fremont, and Page counties. Sustained winds of 25 to 30 miles per hour, gusts of 50 are possible at times, and there will be very low humidity. A red flag warning means that critical fire weather conditions are either occurring now or will shortly, and the combination of strong wind, relative low humidity, and warm temperatures can contribute to extreme fire behavior. Any fires that develop will likely spread rapidly. Outdoor burning is not recommended. And in fact, in Pottawatomie County, the Emergency Management Director Doug Reed on Wednesday said an open burning ban was placed into effect for Pottawatomie County until environmental conditions improve. The ban prohibits all open and controlled burning in Pott County, including the incorporated city limits. And Reed said that the citizens are reminded not to throw out cigarettes from moving vehicles and to discontinue burning yard waste, piled tree debris, agricultural or grass ground, and set-asides and other items during this ban. Small recreational campfires, he said, are permitted only if they are conducted in a fireplace, a brick, metal, or one-inch wire mesh. Any campfire not in an indoor fireplace is prohibited. Violation of the burn ban can subject you to a citation or arrest for reckless use of fire or disobeying a burn ban. For updated information on burn bans and the law, you can find further information on the Pott County social media and web pages. Firefighters from Wyota, Anita, and Cumberland were called to the scene of a grass fire just before noon on Wednesday here in Cass County. The incident began as a controlled burn that got out of control near 720th and Memphis Road. It was called in at around 11:48 a.m. National Weather Service, as we mentioned, has warned about very dry and breezy conditions, setting the stage for extreme grassland fire danger today. And you can see pictures of that grass fire yesterday from Mike Kennan on the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. Mike is the Cass County Emergency Management Coordinator, by the way. In other news, Red Oak Police report Beth Renee Perdue was arrested Wednesday afternoon on the 1200 block of East Summit Street. She was taken into custody on a Cass County warrant for probation violation with her bond set at $4,000. Perdue was later transported by Cass County deputies from the Montgomery County Jail to the Cass County Jail. And the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office says that around 3:20 p.m. Wednesday, a juvenile male was arrested for making terroristic threats following an incident at the Southwest Valley Middle School. The male was transported to and held at the Juvenile Detention Center in Council Bluffs. Their name was not released because of age. And the Atlantic City Council breezed through their agenda last night. One of the items they covered included action on setting April 1st at 5:30 p.m. as the date and time for a public hearing on the bids received with regard to an addition to the Atlantic Animal Shelter. Snyder & Associates engineers Dave Sturm and Austin Sontag discussed the plans and specifications for the addition to the shelters each side, east side of this, which is expected to cost $151,000. Sontag said the 26 by 30-foot steel addition will match the existing building, but the height will be taller than the existing structure.
Inside the addition, it's aimed at being a cattery, but it'll also have an office, a restroom, an adoption room, and a washroom. Right now, the washroom is in the existing building. It's also kind of a utility room, so it'll be great to get it moved to the new addition.
Bids for the project will be let beginning today with a deadline for submission of bids on March the 31st. The Lorraine Eppelsheimer Estate gifted $135,000 for the project, but additional donations have come in to cover the balance pending the receipt of bids. In other business, Mayor Dave Jones said he's spoken with Atlantic Fire Chief Tom Cabell about the fireworks celebrations this year.
July 3rd will be the fireworks. It'll be set off by Little League Field again this year like it did last year. I've heard a lot of nothing but good things about it because traffic was, control was perfect. People got to see it. Little League, I heard, sold out of stuff. I mean, so people were trying to get Little League, maybe do a game that Friday or something, maybe a little small tournament. But This should be a pretty good time.
It's hoped holding the celebration one day prior to the holiday will allow families to spend the weekend taking in activities together. In our funeral announcements, Marlene J. Hess, age 89, of rural Brayton, died Friday in Omaha. Funeral services for Marlene Hess will be today at 10 o'clock at the First Baptist Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. Donna Schmarzo, age 94, of Manning, died Monday at the Manning Hospital. Funeral services for Donna Schmarzo will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at Zion Lutheran Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Mary Simons, age 86, of Panora, died Wednesday at Panora Specialty Care. Memorial services for Mary Simons will be held Saturday at 10 a.m. at the St. Cecilia Catholic Church in Panora. Twig Funeral Home in Panora is in charge of the arrangements. David T. Smith, age 76, of Atlantic, died Sunday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Funeral services for David Smith will be this Saturday at 10:30 at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Mary Margaret Iltz, age 96, of Council Bluffs and formerly of Cumberland, died Monday at her home. Funeral services for Mary Iltz will be this Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Hoy Kilnoski Funeral Home in Council Bluffs. Everett R. Nelson, age 94, of Audubon, died Wednesday at the Friendship Home in Audubon. Funeral services for Everett Nelson will be Saturday at 2 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. Dennis Immel, age 80, of Adair, died Monday in Texas. Memorial services for Dennis Immel will be on Monday at 11 a.m. at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Adair. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.